Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Jethro Smith, and I hope tonight you're ready to have a fun time because it's Friday and it's Psychics Gone Wild. One of the things that we do here and we enjoy to do is to do readings. So those of you calling in at 773-897-6461, get ready for some fun and enjoyable psychic readings. The other part we do is we like to joke around and give away prizes. So if you are interested in winning a few items or having some fun with us, put your address and send it to go to www.psychicsgonewild.com, and at psychicsgonewild.com on the left side, third side down, we'll say how to contact us. Push that tab and you will see where it says how to give your information, and let us know what you think of the show in comments, and we will pick winners out of that, which we've been doing here for 3 years to give away to you winners. We love all of you. We welcome all of you that are tuning in tonight, and this is Jethro Smith. I am looking right now and have a little bit of a trouble, but just hang on. We've got a really good show, and I've got a guest star that I'll be bringing in a few minutes with her. I'm not sure where she is, but you guys know it's Friday night, so hang on, don't get excited. We have 912. It's me and you right now. Would you like 912? Would you like to give me your name and ask me your question?
Hello, this is Jamar.
Hello, Jamar. I welcome you to calling in. I'm looking here at a little bit of energy. I apologize, my other hostess is not here just right yet, but I'm having a little bit of technical problems. Give me a question you've got, or I can feel, Jamar, we talked to you before. I know you've called in about your music. Let's do something a little different here so that we're not asking the same question of the guides. Do you have something here really in mind that you want to look at besides that? I mean, you know, let's look at something
yes.
a little different. Okay. Yes, go ahead.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
It's just my living situation. Like, as of lately, I've been, visualizing what I want as far as to move, you know, to a different place, and just wanting to trust in, you know, the higher power to bring it to me. And I just want to know, like, what do you see for that?
Feeling the energy in some of the situation there, I do see that it's going to another part of your life, going into something else together, and I feel that that is going to be a change for you. But they're telling me, the guys, that you're also developing another part of your energy and some things to go into this. It is putting together a real it's like there's a couple of months here. I remember when we talked before, I know that there's going to be, I feel you're going to find some way of being able to get this to work where you can get into a place of living where there's more, you know, with other people of your creativity and even together. I see you like roommating out with some other people. That's what I see happening, because it's not only affordable, but it also puts you in a really good space. And I see you able to do this. Yeah, and that's where some of the manifesting comes in. You sit down together, and then all of a sudden, you begin to work with your guides and your energies, and everything tells you that this is what it is. I'm seeing that a couple months down the road. I'm a little bit of concerned. I keep seeing with you, Jamar, there's a little bit of depression or sadness there, but where you're at, are you living at home with family? Because the individuals seem to be very, you know, down, depressed, and that's what's hurting you. It's like there's negative there.
It's a lot of that. Because, you know, right now I don't have a job, so being that I don't have one and they have one is kind of hectic, because, you know, it's, you know, when people are not doing what they want to do, you know, they look at you like, you know, you're doing something wrong. But I still, you know, I want to make money, but I just want to make it doing something that I can do.
I'm feeling that, and I feel like the first start is that putting out the little effort there and getting in. Now, am I right? Is part of it the place your economy is causing part of this? It's hard to get in to get a job because I'm not understanding why I'm not seeing jobs around you there. It looks like your area. Now, are you? I mean, you're putting in for everything, right? You're just trying to get in and just get some work, or are you real choosy about what you do? You know, I got to ask a little bit and see what's going on here because the guys are showing me a lot of energy. You know, with you, that it looks like you're trying to get in, but it just isn't working out.
Yeah, it's not working out. It's like, I had a job opportunity, but it's not working out for me. It's bringing more stress to me as I work these jobs that's given to me. So it's like, it's not working. But it's kind of like, I feel like it's kind of empowering me to do something bigger.
It is, Jamar, and I see that happening, and I do see you getting into a position. I think the first thing of doing the magic and getting the energy to work is getting that in there. It's going to happen for you. And I want to welcome here, just take a minute, Jamar, and everybody that's waiting here. We've got our Skypes are just being totally wacky. This is Jethro and our one and only phenomenal psychic medium person that we all can't wait to talk to, activist, community, fun person, and works on the spirit world, Patty Negri. How are you doing, Patty?
I am good. Wow, that was fun. I'm sitting here. I'm here, Jethro. I couldn't get chat. Is chat working? I couldn't do anything. I was here, but we're here now. Hi, everybody. Thank you for being patient, and thank you for running the show, Jethro.
Hey, thank you for, we can hear each other this time. We've got Jamar on. I'm trying to help him. He's looking for work. He's got some roommates that are really depressed, loading him because they've got work and he doesn't, and I'm trying to give him a little bit here. Talk to Patty a few minutes, Jamar, so she can help you get, we got to get you a job. We're going to get you something working. I can see you're trying, but it looks like your area is a little hard. So, you know, that's where we work together with we can do what we can do, but what's ironic is you'll find out, like, I feel like that's going to help you the most. I mean, I had a friend tease me. He said, you know, Jethro, I put in for every job where I lived. And then once we got to talking for a little bit, the energy and what me and Patty will do is we'll see what we can do for you, Jamar, because I've lived with roommates that are cranky. It just doesn't work.
Yes.
Well, you ask Patty as a question. So, I do this for those of you tuning in. As psychics, we got to tune in. So when Jamar talks to Patty, then her guides can pick that up. I had someone ask me why I do that. We do that so that it helps the psychic tune in on what Jamar needs the most. You know, and in a limited time, we can do that.
Hi, Jamar.
Yeah, well, hi.
So you're looking for work, and that's the problem. Yeah.
Well, I just been working on just, you know, manifesting, like, the life that I want to live, like, you know, and whatever may come with that, whatever work I may have to do to get that, you know, I'm willing to do it, but as of lately, I had this job, like, a little earlier, but it just didn't work out for me, and, I just need to be able to do something that I love, like, I'm starting to do freelance writing and stuff like that, but I don't know, you know, that may bring in enough money, but, you know, I'm just working on manifesting.
Okay, well, manifesting is good, but you need to just raise your whole energy vibration, dude. Really?
Okay.
I mean, yes, writing, keep writing. And yes, it'd be great to have a job you love, but if you need a job in the meantime, you get a job that will get you by that you have to do as you create and manifest that job you love. But right now, you just, I mean, even the tone of your voice, but I'm looking, of course, beyond that, you just have to pick yourself up by your bootstraps and just find joy in every day. Focus on whatever is good in your life. Focus on, even if it's, you know, 1 minute of the day, you focus on that 1 minute and go, wow, I had a good minute, and pull up your energy any way you can. Sing, dance, take a walk, you know, do some charity work. Even if you're not working, spend that time when you're not looking for a job, look for a job. Go help people in more need than you. You got to get out of your own way. You've got to get out of yourself. You've got to get out of your misery and feeling sorry for yourself and what your friends have and what you don't have. Find your joy, and guess what? All this other stuff will come to you.
Okay.
And we love you, Tamara.
Right.
Hang in there. You know.
Yeah, really. Believe it. Pick yourself up. You know, go do something good. Get out of yourself. Truly, yeah. Go to a soup kitchen or something and help them for a day and start to feel good about yourself.
Okay.
I promise, everything could start turning around, but you've got to raise your energy vibration. You've got to find a little more joy. You've got to think a little more. Even your manifesting feels way too low energy for it.
All right.
You can do this. I see the energy. I see the desire. I see it all. Just raise it up.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Starting tonight.
We love you, Jamar. We're heading on and take Patty's advice. Those of you tuning in, we are here tonight. Psyche's gone wild. The Skype people were acting crazy, but me and Patty fought them away and got her back in time still to do this. We can hear me. We can hear you guys. We love all of you. And so we're grabbing those phone calls. Don't forget to go to psychesgonewild.com and put in for those free prizes. We've got a bunch of prizes. We're going to be handing out quite a few here. So picking up the phones, I've got 3 Skype people. Can you hear me? I just picked it up and it said unmute. This is Jethro.
Hello.
Hi, yes, it's you. You're the one. I apologize. I don't know. They're all always say 111. I'm like, all the 11s, please stand up.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I am okay. My husband put a bid on a house. It's a 1-bedroom house, and I'm wondering whether this house will eventually. We will be renting it, or what's going to happen with it? First and foremost, is the bid going to be accepted?
On the 1-bedroom house you put in for? Is that? I'm sorry, I didn't
right.
get the whole
thing. Danny put in a bid for a 1-bedroom, it's a townhouse, and it's not far from us. 1-bedroom, 1-bathroom. He really wanted to have this investment solo because he wants to get the tax break on it. We're not sure if he's going to, if somebody else is going to outbid him.
Jethro?
I apologize, and I'm not getting much on the houses. I'm really listening, and your phone's fine and everything, but it's like something else is around it. So I would say there's still something coming. I feel like I'm going to have to go with this, and this is my gut feeling with the intuition. I feel like this house is going to be delayed because every time I'm trying to hear you, I'm getting something that's trying to. It's not yet or something is what I feel. That's what I would say.
Okay,
I'm not getting a lot of clarity on it either, which is weird that we're both, it means something that we're both getting, you're going to find out soon enough, though, and I'm sure it'll all make sense in the long run. I think the universe is working in a certain way, though, maybe if it doesn't go through right now or there's a thing, there's a reason for it.
Okay, that's great. And the other thing is I am sensing strongly, and I want either validation or for you guys just to be very forthright with me, that my husband is, there's a revival in this marriage. I find that he's more attractive to me. Am I right or am I delusional here?
Let me see. Yes, I am seeing that. I am pulling good relationship cards out. I mean, I'm still seeing that there's clouds around and stuff to be dealt with and stuff to be looked at and things. But I am seeing hope and possibility come up, so something to live into, but still a little chaos to be dealt with. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does make sense.
But there is good energy there. Jethro? I'm going to keep saying that.
It is. It's all right. No, it's all right. We're having this, and I feel you've got a guy that's a little on the energy tonight, and that's when people say, well, why? What? Our guys are always there. He's there, but there's a little bit of interference going on through the energy. And so me and Patty are both, we're clarifying with you. You're a very, I feel that you're a very good person, but I feel like what's happening tonight is that the guide is a little bit on another energy or some things happening. There's stuff going on. I'm not going to try to scare you, but I feel you're going to go through something here. Sometimes when you physically, I feel like something maybe not feeling right up to par or something for you. And so I would say, ask again in a couple of days. Not to, and I just, you know, this sounds like I'm a hypocrite saying, don't you guys call every night and ask the same thing? But I'm saying, ask a little bit in a couple of days, because there's something going on around you that why your guides are doing it. You've got both of us going, because it's moving so quick around you. It's like a storm in the making, and trying to catch it is like, this is there. So I thank you, and you know, and I know that you know, people say, oh my God, you and Patty are so good, but yes, we you will have times that the guides are doing settlement, and they call it that, and that's where it's like, okay, give it a couple of days and do it again. If you've asked us 6 times and we're saying yes, that's a different thing, but this is, the guides are saying there's some other things still coming. So I to be accurate, that's what I would have to tell you. We love you, and I'm sorry we didn't help you much.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
I have some competition up here in Washington, D.C. I'd like you to come meet, because you're scaring me, and I know you make them off the wall. I'm teasing you.
Yeah, because, again, if it's not about the house, it's not about the husband, it's something about you is blocking that, so that's where you're supposed to focus for at least a few days. Something about you. Loving you.
Really? About me?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thanks.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Very intense, and those of you who tune in tonight, you're seeing me and Patty having the guides telling us what we need to do, and we're doing it. And I have all of you guys writing emails. Yes, we are still doing emails. Bradley's writing in tonight. I've listened to Patty for so many times. I've got to tell her, Patty, you are one of the best. I am so impressed that I have listened to you on other shows. I've listened to you on videos, and I just want you to know that you've got my support on the fact that I have always been afraid of magic, and until recently had not even worked with anything considering this. So I'm just letting you know that. My name is Bradley, and me and my wife, who are living here in Aurora, Colorado, are enjoying a lot of time together and working together on trying some magic together. We'll let you know at Psyche's Gone Wild how it goes. Thank you, Patty Negri. Well, that's very cool.
Thank you, Bradley. That is beautiful. Yes. Please check in with us. Let it know. Have fun with it. It's so expansive and wonderful and fun and enlightening. Yeah, nothing to be scary. Just keep in the light and...
Patty, I'm impressed with you, and this is something we can talk about a little bit over the year. We got a couple phone calls. You guys, hang on. We'll get to you. We're not getting scared. Is that when Patty discusses this, you've talked about the affordable. I had something that it was amazing to me. I live in Tampa, Florida. I went to Washington, D.C., you guys know, and I'm going to be reading at both places, that to see individuals that do like your kind of work and help with people, there it is like you're very affordable. I had a lady that they were telling me how great, and friends up there, you know, we're all psychic. Well, I went, and just a long story short, there was their amounts. They were telling me that to basically work with someone to teach them how to sit down and do candle work or how to do it was like hundreds of dollars. And that's what I told the friend. I go, you guys got to listen to Psychics Gone Wild. I said, Patty, I think is like $65 a reading, and then if it's an hour, is it $100 for you, Patty, or is it even?
Yeah, it's $60 for a half hour, $90 for 45, $120 for a full hour. Don't tell anybody, but you usually get more than whatever you paid for.
I told her, and I said, you know, this is just really, I said, this is where we've got to get this marketed. Those of you who are friends out there, I'm asking you, please, with all of us that have you've always asked me what you can do back for all the gifts and all the fun and all the joking, please, you know, for the put out our names out there. Share us on Facebook. Share us on Twitter. Every time you share one of us out there, that's more people that we get pulled away from them. When the woman, and I didn't want to hurt her feelings, the person was a very good person, just met me. You know, she's like, you're going to be a psychic here on Capitol Hill. And I said, yeah, I'm going to read here. And she was telling me this, and I didn't want to be, you know, and I realized, okay, economy. But then I told her, I said, you know, if you pay $350 for this, I got to be honest with you. Patty told us this like 3 months ago on Psychics Gone Wild. And I said, you know, to have a reader like Patty, I said, you know, it is. She goes, but I got a whole hour. And I said, okay. And that was only $250. And I went, we're going to get these people to Patty. So you guys, please put us out there. Do that. If you know, put our names out so we can help more people and get this in the right perspective. Those people that are doing that, like me and Patty are American certified. There's a lot of people who just pick this up. I had a lady tell me that she read 2 books and she knew she was really good. She went to interview and she didn't even understand what the tarot cards were. And so I just say this to you guys, please, you know, there's people out there. You want to make sure and get American certified or get somebody that's got a good accurate behind them, you know, people that have talked for them. Picking up the phones again, we're going a little wild. 847, it's time to come in.
Hello, this is Jill.
Jill, where you been? I know it's been a couple months. I haven't seen you. I worry about they're roughing it up again, aren't you?
Yes, of course.
Welcome. What question do you have for me and Patty tonight? And thank you for calling back in.
Okay, thank you. Do you see me moving? And if so, will I choose to? Will I have to? And will people start seeing who my sisters really are with me?
Okay, moving. I actually am seeing a moving, and it's by choice, not by have to. I mean, even if you have to, you're going to still move by choice, if that makes sense. Now's the time to start visualizing, start creating what you want it to look like and feel like, and living into it. So the move feels really nice to me. In a good sense, not like, oh, my God, I'm kicked out of my house. I have to do whatever. And you want to see if people start seeing the truth about your sisters. Well, I think I see justice being served. So if that's what you mean, I'm pulling cards that have to do with justice and things. So if that's what you mean, I would say yes.
Okay, because like Jethro knows, I have a horrible family. Just horrible.
Okay, well, yeah, go on.
I'm sorry, no, I didn't mean to cut in. Patty's right, though, and Jill, what's happening is justice is happening. I've read for you a couple of times, and they are horrible. I mean, you've got a sister I would like to trade in for a puppy. At least it's loyal. Your sister bites you every time she has a chance to just do it.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, we can say that. I've got people going, oh, you know, Jill and Jethro were going off on her sister. Well, you know what? Silly Sand, and what we're doing is we're putting the right perspective, and like Patty's saying, the justice. And what I got a really good chill is I've read for you a couple of years now. It's like you've called us a couple of times, only a few times, but in the last couple of years, what Patty's saying and what's happening, and Patty's saw feeling, is that Mars and the other planets that are doing transition are bringing it back. People are seeing this in 2014. Your sister's put out all this negative slap and karma, kakamumamoo, whatever you want to call it, at you. Well, now it's time for her to get it not only served back. Karma Mama is looking in on us, and she's in Saturn, and she's in Scorpio right now looking down on this planet, and she's going, here's your dish, and here it's good. People used to say, you know, it's not coming back. 2014 is coming back fast. And so what we're seeing, and Patty saw it, this is the first time I've seen it, Jill, and I agree with Patty, is your sisters are getting all that slop back. And people are starting to realize they have been playing for a while that they were, you know, it was all trying to get the attention. People have caught on, you know. I've seen some phenomenal people play the politics. And in this case, Jill, I feel that Patty's got it on. It's coming back. And it's going to take a little bit. You know, that's the thing. We all want to see it immediately. It takes people a little bit to get it back. I like with the move. I feel that this is a good thing for you. I feel like you're also, they said you're working too hard. The guys are telling me to be careful. I'm hearing that you're working too hard, and that's part of why you're going to do the move, is so you can have a fresh break or something different.
Okay.
So, we love you, Jill. Did you put in for psychicsgonewild.com? You might win.
No, I should.
Yes, we got our friends came in. Lady Arango from New York is a very beautiful, phenomenal lady that was born in Brazil, and she made some phenomenal jewelry. We're giving away some bracelets tonight. We've got an earring set, a necklace, and I've actually got a T-shirt of me with a really crazy What's Cooking shirt, and it's fun. I hope you put in and win. We've got Linda Irwin, Songs of Experience, Music, Collage 3, 2, and 1. So maybe you'll win one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys, and we love all you, and I apologize. I don't mean to be so quick. I got to breathe, huh, Patty? I'm like, Jethro, relax. Go relax. I pushed the button and scared. Last week you guys tuned in. There was a big funny. I couldn't get to talk, and Patty had to run the show, did very well, and my computer was off, and I thought they were going to have to give me a tranquilizer. You guys, I'm so used to talking. I'm like, and nothing. The phones wouldn't let me talk, so I thank the guys that be to let me talk again. I have another Skype caller. I know you're out there. How can you hear us?
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, welcome. You were the one I thought was Patty. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay, well, it's Friday night, and I'm home.
Oh.
So I just want to know if you see that changing this summer, if you see any love interests.
Yes, in your name?
Mara. Do you see any, like, love interests or dating this summer?
Mm-hmm.
I just pulled a guy out. I just pulled, actually two. I pulled two possibilities. One might have to do with a work situation of some sort, and one not, if that makes sense. So
I'm
how's
not
that
working.
For me?
Well then I'm not maybe... working.
Okay, well, and you're not looking for work, and you might be work. Well, it could be somebody
I am looking for work, but nothing's materialized. You know, be a week here, a week there.
Right. I don't know. I just got a picture of that, of somebody in that kind of a situation. I mean, who knows? Maybe it's even a worker who comes over to you to fix your car or your plumbing or I don't know. But I got something of a work situation coming in.
So that means maybe I'm getting a job?
Maybe you're getting a job, but this was a meeting of a person, a date person. But, yeah,
and
I think you're going to get a job. I think you've got too comfortable not having a job.
Yeah.
Well, because I want one that lasts. I don't want one that's temporary. Do you see the job coming in the fall or the summer?
Silence hits the room. That's the longest silence between either two of us that we've ever had on air.
Yes, and I feel with Miriam that you'd said the summer. They said there's something holding in the energy. And again, what this is tonight, we're having a lot of this energy. We really want to work with more than just manifesting. It's like faith alone will not survive. Well, it's like the same energy with manifesting. I also feel like you're really wanting this to happen. Let's get you rocking and rolling here. Let's put you cleaning up the right side, farthest part of your house, putting out some extra pillows to bring people in. Let's put some pink in that house, in that spot, to bring the new love. I also want you sitting down meditating, visualizing unconditional pink love around you, and breathing in, breathing out energy. I like myself. I like myself. I love myself. I love myself. I am great. I am great. Because that vibrational chakra is going to put that right into your heart chakra. Because I feel what's going on is I feel that you've got some energy around, and it's not you, but it's other things, like some things that happened before, and you've got to break all those patterns. You know, it's like I worked a job and I didn't like that. Well, okay, then don't do that. But the next job's going to be great, and break some of the energy, because I feel the relationship. I keep seeing like Patty saw a man, I saw a person, but to break that, we got to get you out there in the race. I mean, I feel like some kind of energy is trying to put you on like layaway. Does that make sense? Like they're trying to keep you over here. You don't want to be cash sitting along watching the dance. You want to be the one dancing.
I'm saying, what's coming first, a job or a date? Because they're both, like, on hold.
That's what I'm feeling. I'm like, get that girl off layaway, yeah. And that's what they're telling me. They said, I feel that the job's coming first. I think that what Patty saw here, and I said, and it took a little bit of silence here, but I feel like it's going to be you're getting out to get the work, and then you meet the person at the job. Because Patty, isn't that what you saw, Patty? She was, like, working, and there was a person coming after her.
Yeah, that's what I saw. So,
what month?
Pardon?
It looks like month to me is like, I'm seeing it here in June to July. So it looks like the summer part to me. That's why I said summer. It's sometimes hard for us to focus, but I feel like the last of June, I feel like you're working the last of June, and I feel like you meet the guy in July. That's what I would say.
Oh, I'm happy because I can't be without work for too much. It's terrible. It's very hard, you know, and
you need to get with us on some affirmations, some Patty magic,
yeah.
And we'll get with you, because I understand what's going on. And I've been there, but that's the time you need us most. We're sitting here, we're all pumped up. Even though we were having these silences, me and Patty are like the cheerleaders, like, go girl, baby, get up there, rock and roll. You're going to do it, going to knock them out. You're going to go in there like Rocky and boom, da boom, boom. Goodbye, Apollo. You know, I got my job. I've got this thing. Now I got this guy checking me out. And that's where you need the friends and us intuitives. This is the time you really need us, because there we are helping. And that's it. And I feel you're going to get it. Hang in there. Blessings to you, and I hope you win tonight. I'm going to be pulling a name here in a few
minutes. Yeah. And all that stuff Justin said, right, Jethro, I called you Justin, jeez Louise, about the palace, about the house, do all that. You need a little shake-up of your energy. Lighten.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, great. So you see, I'm going to like these guys that I'm meeting?
I feel you are going to like the guys. Yes, I do. You got a lot of doubt. I'm going to be blunt. I think that's what me and Patty are picking up against. Is there something you feel, are you a little insecure with yourself or something, aren't you? Because I feel like that when we go to do that, I feel there's a little bit of a nervous. We're picking up and you're like, oh, not me.
Hesitation, yeah.
Well, because I haven't really dated much in the last few years. That's why.
That doesn't mean that the guys can be ornery. I mean, you could be Zsa Zsa Gabor, Elvis Presley, whoever, and the guys decide to hold you back. They're the ones that will put you a little bit on the layaway. Now they're telling you to hear the signs to go and enjoy it. I've seen people with energy, and it doesn't matter anything of theirs other than they've got high, positive energy. You're going to be dating,
no,
girl.
It's,
believe
it's, us. It's the kind of guys I've met. You know, I wanted to break the cycle. That's why... What held me back for so long.
Oh, my goodness. That makes sense. I feel that's going to change, too. And that's some things. Get With Us. We'll work with you a little bit on that. We got some different things to do. I used to date the bad girl. I learned that they're no fun. They go home and they're, you know, no fun. You want to date the good person that's going to be there and be through the show. So I got to go, Mira. We love you differently. Thank you for calling.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
We are Psychics Gone Wild, and we're going even wilder. I hope you guys that are tuning in tonight are ready for a fun show. This is Friday with Patty Negri and Jethro Smith, 502. What about you, 502?
Hello.
Hi, you're on. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro, and you are?
I'm Leanne.
Hello, Leanne. Do you have a question for us tonight you'd like us to answer?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I had recently met someone a little over a month ago, and our relationship is kind of up and down right now. I'm kind of pushing up. I have a lot of feelings for him, and I'm just not really sure if he's there. So I was just kind of curious if you could kind of give me some insight where things are going to go with him.
I see that there's definitely interest there, but I see that he's got a few stuff of his own that he's dealing with that doesn't have anything to do with you.
Yes.
He's kind of a creative guy, huh? Yeah. I like that. He kind of got a nice intuitive side. But I think the hot and cold and on and off a little is just not to do with you, really. It's kind of his own thing going on, a little bit of a struggle with something or a situation with something. Do you know what that is?
Yes. It's his health.
Okay. Okay.
And he's 16 years older than me, so he's 49 and I'm 33, and, you know, I don't know if, you know, that bothers him or, you know, maybe that's part of it too.
Well, does that bother you?
No, not at all.
Then let him know that.
Okay.
Yeah, let him know that, especially if he's having health issues that will help hurt his self-confidence and self-esteem on that issues and make him be more age conscious.
Right.
So build him up in that area.
Okay. And do you think that it will be successful between us, that we'll have a long-term relationship and get over this?
Can you tell us his first name?
It's Tom.
Tom. Okay. Can it work with Tom? What I'm getting, and I would love your opinion on this too, Jethro, is that, yes, it can, but again, it's definitely a slow and steady thing.
Okay.
I agree. I see that very much behind it, very much. And I'm so glad you called in. You need a reading. I can hear the guys are saying that that's part of why you're something's going on, a little bit of you checking with things, and they want you to keep working with this energy. Sometimes you give up right when things are really intense. I feel like the guys are wanting you to really be happy about it. They're telling me that to make sure this is where you really need us tonight. We were here, and I thank you, Leanne, for calling us.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
thank you.
It.
Thank you. We are wilder than you knew, and we're still here. Psyche's Gone Wild, Patty and Jethro. Patty's fans just found us. We've got a ton of phone numbers, so hang on to those phones. It gets real wild the last half hour of Friday night. It's been doing that now for months and months. I don't know why, but it just Friday nights at this time of night, it gets really intense. So if you get bumped out, call back in, 773-897-6461. Let's have some more fun and grab 832. Yes, it's you, 832.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, welcome to Psychics Go Wild. How are you?
I have a question. You see, I've met a young lady at my job, And I'm really interested in her, and I've tried talking to her like once or twice already. But I hit some stumbling blocks. I got kind of nervous and started repeating myself, and she just let me know that I kind of made a bad impression on her, but I don't think I have. And I had a friend of mine, it's another associate at the place I work at, and he asked her, I guess he asked her if she ever thought about giving me a chance, and she said, he told me that she hesitated. And he said that's always a good sign when they hesitate like that. I don't know if he's just saying something or if he's telling the truth, but she claims she has a boyfriend, but I don't know if she does or not, if she really does or not. Do you guys, like, see, can you guys give me some insight on if I continue to try to pursue this young lady, if it will go anywhere or not? Do I have a chance with her at all?
Give us her name. I'm sorry.
Her name is Paulina. Paulina.
Huh.
Yes.
Okay. Have you talked to her and she has shown no interest?
Well, she says she have. I don't know. She says she kind of like says she's not, but I think it's a possibility. I think I might have a fighting chance with her, but I'm a little bit nervous. I'm a bit nerved up.
Well,
go ahead.
No, you have to respect her wishes, even if you think, oh, there might be a little possibility here. Or she's just saying that, being careful. Maybe she doesn't really have a boyfriend. Maybe she does. You have to respect her wishes on that. Be her friend. Be her friend and give up all ideas of a romantic relationship. If there is something there, let that develop out of a friendship.
I had a friend tell me the same thing, man. The same thing you told me. His name is Darren, and he said, "Dude, just let it flow." Basically, that's what you said. He said, but I can't help myself. I want to. I told her to go. I want to get to know her. I want to have more time with her. I want to hang out with her. I want to get to know her as a person and as a friend, in hopes that it will blossom into something much more romantic, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just in a dream world. I don't know. But go ahead.
Well, there's nothing wrong with the dream world, but you really do have to respect her wishes. So let her know, that it's comfortable in a safe way that you understand and you're going to stop pursuing her. You know, you don't have to use those kind of words, but that you hope that you guys can be friends and then pull way back and then develop a friendship from start.
Well,
and
I'm
if something
gonna,
is
gonna,
there, let it.
I'm going to ask you guys something. Do you see if something, could you tell me like if something is, could you like do a reading, tell me if something's there or not? Even though she don't really know me, we don't know each other, and I got off on a wrong start because I shouldn't have let her know how I was feeling, how I felt from the start. But do you guys, like, is it too late for me? And if we do start a friendship, could it eventually, like, blossom into something much more romantic?
Go, Jethro.
I do feel romantic with you is happening, but I agree very much what Patty said with this. It's a social thing, but it's also, I feel like it's giving you this time for it, and I feel that's what's going to happen for you in relationship. I think that her friendship's going to lead you to someone else. I know you really, really like her, and I can feel it with you. My heart aches for you, but I think that she's going to be a friend that years later who's going to probably suggest somebody to you that even rocks your boat more, is what I think. You're like, okay, Jethro, but that's what I feel, and that's what I feel really good. And I feel that, you know, that I agree very much with what Patty said, and I love that fact. And most of my, you know, they always tease me because I always get along very well with the ladies, but it's like most of the women, my friends were the best ones to tell me who to date, because they're like, you guys are like this, this is like this. Women know women. I mean, you know, they talk about us guys, we are so far behind on where it's at when it comes to sitting down and talking to each other. Women are not. Women are like, da-da-da. A woman can walk in room in 8 to 10 minutes, she can tell you things about the other ladies that nobody else knows. I used to go, man, they're all psychic, and they're like, it's the lady game. When they play the lady game, let them do it. So that's what I get. I get you and her being casual in it. I see her being a really good ally, and I see another person coming along is what I see. So
okay,
we love
you. Can you give me a time? I'll just say that and get out of here. Can you give me a time?
I'm thinking all of us now. You got to come on our chat. You've got to like this. I could tell I'm messing with you. I'm teasing you. Don't get freaked on me. I'm just messing. Yeah, I can tell a time frame. They're telling me with the energy with you. I need to get your first name.
My name is Prince. That's P-R-I-N-C-E. And my last name is Smith. And my date of birth is February 17th, 1986.
I love you, Prince. You are definitely a Smith. I'm a Smith. If you were like, give it to you, you want my name, where was I? April 15th, I was there. Don't mess with me. I love it. Prince, what they're telling me with the guides, and the reason I wanted to get that information is to narrow it down. That's the hardest thing for a psychic. I see this all coming about for you a little bit later on. And they're telling me the person you're meeting is going to be here in 2014, but you're not going to seriously date until 2015. I feel that this is a real gradual thing. I don't think you're wanting to take it slow, but I feel like there's been situations around it. And you're a really nice person. You need to do those affirmations that I was telling the person earlier. I like myself. I'm great. I'm great. I'm happy. And then learn to laugh. When you laughed a while ago, your Gabriel energy, you made me and Patty feel good. It was just like, you were like, oh, he just told me I'm going to get like this. The cloud's on. It's going to rock my boat. And it made me laugh and I felt good. So Prince, blessings to you. I got to run. We got other people. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.
Thank you guys. Thank you, Patty. And thank you, Jeffro. I appreciate it. I will be tuning in next week too. Goodbye.
Thank you.
We love all of you. And speaking of rocking, we're grabbing the rocks and we're going to that little part where we spin that wheel and we pull a name out. Actually, we don't do it like that. That's Price is Right, but I've always wanted to do that. And Bob Barker.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Hi.
Uh-oh.
Hi. Hello?
Jethro, are you still there? I think we lost Jethro, which means we're probably not on air.
Hello?
Who's this?
714 and Patty.
Oh, are you there, Jethro?
They took me away, and then they threw 714.
Oh, wow. I'm like, I don't think we're on air.
It's wild. How are you, 714? This is Patty and Jethro, and we're going wild, and you're with us.
Hi, this is Lashandra.
Hey, Lashandra, I know you. How you rock. I cannot believe it. You. So how you been? It's been a while since you called in. You forgot us, huh? You were the one who left me.
No, I've just been going through some changes. My divorce was done Monday.
Whoa.
And so I'm trying to just start over fresh. So I went to this interview on Wednesday. No, that was yesterday, on yesterday. And it was with a credit union, and they had me to do the to fill out the background form so they can do a background check and a credit check. I'm just concerned about the credit part, so I'm just trying to see, do you see me getting hired in that position with the credit union?
Oh, you got a hard one. You're making us work, Lashandra. You come back to us when those other psyches laid down. I know what you're going to I love you, too. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Well, I'm getting that you're strongly in the running. I'm getting that it's not completely decided yet for some reason. But I get that you are truly strongly in the running.
Yeah.
I just want to know if I would like, my biggest concern is, will I pass the credit part of the credit, you know, because they do the credit check part. So that's the only thing I want to know is, will I pass that part? Because I think I rocked in everything else. But I just want to know if I, you know, will get over that hump.
I feel Patty says, and I feel you're in the running with it. I would say yes, wouldn't you, Patty? Because it feels like you're.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a little bit edgy there, and you know it was something. But I was getting positive, too. Again, they're looking at something, though, that could be, but that's why it hasn't been a direct yes yet. But it feels more good than not good.
Okay.
And congratulations on your ship. One dead man lighter. You threw him overboard, huh? God, oh, my God. You know, aye, Captain.
No. I'm just tired. I'm just, you know, the place where I'm currently working is so much chaos, and I actually have a situation that I'm dealing with now, like a harassment thing going with this young lady that I work with. So is there any way where you can give me some insight on the outcome of that situation? Will she be terminated, or what would be the outcome? Her name is Shatavia.
Shatavia. Ooh, it's our second blank spot of airtime. That never happens with us. I'm just slow tonight. I have to tell you guys, I'm just a little slow.
The guy Robert in HR, he was like he had to do some more investigation, and he told me on Tuesday he would get back with me. So I'm just trying to see how the whole thing will play out because I felt like my privacy was violated. And she violated the workplace harassment policy as well. So,
there is definitely what I'm feeling is there. It really could lead to termination for her. But it's again, it's not written in stone. So much stuff is like windy today.
It is, and I'm doing it today, Patty. When I've had one of those days, I mean, it's really good when they're celibate. When we're doing, like she said, windy, is what it's doing is it's causing energy when we're reading you guys. For those of you who understand, I had someone write me yesterday, how can you read us through the phone? We're clairaudient. What we're doing is we're asking your guys, and we're psychically able to go up there to that higher astral level to have them do that. And today, it's like, Patty, we keep putting ourselves up there, and it's like this wind and this other stuff's going, whoosh, and I feel like me and Patty are like, whoa, did you see that over there? I don't know what that was, but that was some cool thing. Was that Dorothy again flying around? Yeah. Whatever's going on, it's just really wild.
It's like catching things as they fly by. It's like, wait, not quite here. Okay, wait. Yeah. That's what the energy feels like. I feel like I'm a fly catcher.
I have to have a talk with them tonight.
We love you, Lashonda. We got a roll. We got a ton of people. Definitely get a time and get a reading with us. We're doing that. We got half an hour specials. You heard Patty. She let the cat out of the bag, but sometimes it goes a little longer. Even better is we're doing it at such a rate that's affordable. You heard earlier on the show, I couldn't believe it. This one lady, I'm like, oh my gosh, ma'am. You know, it's like, you know, we're affordable. So definitely get with us, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We are PsychicsGoneWild.com. We're having one of those nights, and it's getting better by the minute. Something just keeps buzzing, and I got to tell you guys, I'm sitting in a house with just my computer, my relationship, my girlfriend, my sweetheart has got everything packed. We're all ready, and I don't know what's going on, you guys, but we keep hearing that sound. If you hear this crazy buzzing, we have no idea because there's nothing here but us and the computer. So bear with us. 609, it's your time. Come on, 609.
Hello.
Hi, how have you been?
Good.
This is Chester and Patty. It's like you're so wild. You didn't. What do you think you called in Macy's? We got a little pants sale going on.
Basically, I just wanted to know what my career path, if I'm going the right way, if I should change it up, because I'm kind of confused now.
Confusion, the crossroads.
Yeah.
Are you changing what you're interested in and what you're liking to do? Is your taste about something changing?
Kind of, yeah. Like I want to become a midwife, but I'm not really interested in the nursing part of it. And I kind of feel confused about going through with it.
Well, with the confusion, what I'm feeling is a block of some time that you're having a block that's it's representing itself like confusion or this or that. I think if you look at what's getting in your way other than is it this I want or that I want, I don't know. Is it a relationship thing? Is it whether with a friend or a lover or something? Something getting in your way. Does that make sense?
Maybe. I don't think so, though.
Okay, because that's what I see, something you need to let go of, and then all that other stuff will be clear. And even
well,
the path
actually,
that you...
Well, actually, now I think I know what you're trying to say.
Patty, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yes. Look at that situation.
I'm like wanting to do a different... I don't know. I want to change my lifestyle. I'm into like... being like an activist and stuff, but I guess my relationship does have a big part in that.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. So our relationship is great and wonderful, but that's coloring your other stuff. So figure that out. Separate, discuss, whatever you need to do that's really coloring. So it's putting confusion where there really isn't confusion. You're just mixing up two different things, if that makes sense. I hope it does.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the clarity is going to come through. And then the clarity. Follow your passion. Dig in and find that passion when it's not, you know, confused and colored by this other thing you have to deal with.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We love you dearly. Thank you for tuning in. I've got to get that over here, and we're going to hang on just a minute while I pull out a name. We have Stacy Haneke, H-A-N-K. You win a bracelet. And Marianne Bradley, you also win CDs by Linda tonight. Those are the prizes going out. Tune in again. We'll be giving out some more prizes here on PsychicsGoneWild.com. Let us know when you get them and let us know what the fun. I know that sometimes it takes a couple of days and sometimes it takes 6 or 7. It's fun for me as a psychic to predict when you will get them too. So I've had a lot of you guys joke with me about the writing back and forth. I don't mind that. I do apologize. I don't have a lot of time. And if you do call my phone number, you probably will get it full. I'm very, very busy. Go to JethroSmith.net. I have a lot of emails I'm reading tonight. Why can't I get a hold of you? It's a good thing. When your psychic is busy, as Patty will tell you, it means that we have a lot of clients. If someone's always at their phone, then they're not busy. Patty's probably got a worse schedule than I have, and she still finds time to play with us on Friday. You want to be busy. So all of you medium psychics, intuitive, all of you people, get with Patty, get yourself in and get certified, and that means that you know your stuff, you are a professional, you are doing the work, and those of you who are learning from us. Thank you for all the positive. I've got a lot of emails that you guys have just been, it's very heartwarming to realize how much you love us and need us. I am working with you guys on Blog Talk to do that. This is Jethro's few minutes here to say thank all of you fans for making me feel special and doing this show. 3.5 years of it, I kind of sometimes wonder if we aren't wild. You know, it kind of gets there, especially the last couple weeks. So hang on with you guys. We're grabbing up the phones. We still got time for a few readings. You're not getting away from us. 323, what about you, 323.
Hello.
Hi, welcome. This is Jethro and Patty, and it's Friday, and you're on Gone Wild. Are you ready to get a psychic question answered? Yes, you are ready to go wild.
Okay, so my name's Angie, and I'm a big, big fan of Patty's, like a real, just, you know, big fan. Patty. Hi, Patty.
I love you, Angie. I'm waving at you. I'm waving at you right now. Can you see me from your house?
No. So I'm calling because I'm in a really, really big place of transition right now, and I'm leaving a career after 16 years, and I just have a lot of things pending. I have a rental that's pending. It's not pending. I need, and I don't feel I don't have like a bad feeling, but I'm kind of feel like stuff needs to move, and I want to just know what you guys think about that.
Okay, Jethro, you jump in first, because this is a fresh eyes.
Yes, and I'm feeling the energy with you, and I feel what the guys were telling me, and as you were talking, Angie, they said that there's some situations for you that are going to break through with some other people. I kept seeing that there's a part of you standing your ground of something here, that your beliefs and your energy is going to come through, and that's what I, as you kept saying that, I keep feeling that there's some maneuvering here that you're going to do that's going to have a male helping you, is what I see. I see that this situation is calling for someone else to help you with it, is what I'm getting.
Okay. Patty?
I do agree. And you, he, Jethro's right on. You do stand your ground. You know what you want, and you're going for it. So don't chicken out now. You're making it happen. Angie, you are such a beautiful, you know, manifester and creating. And it's just every once in a while that little, the human doubt, fear thing jumps in on you, and you don't remember how powerful you are, but you are.
Very good. And it's going to happen. It's going to all come through. There's also a little bit of, I feel there's a little bit of energy in you that sometimes you kind of like it. You like to wait till the last minute to slide in on home base and look cute. That's what they're saying. Like, you know, ta-da, and it's like, I did it. There's something going here a little bit at the last. There's some strengths that's still coming. I feel this is all going to come for you, and it's going to come through very, I don't feel it's that long. I feel like it's very soon.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You guys have a great Friday.
Thank you,
Angie. Love you. Miss you.
Bye.
This is one of Patty's fans coming in. We got the behind it. We got a bunch of phone calls still coming in. We're trying to get to you. I feel like I'm doing one of those telethons. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back, but we still love you. We're still here. 910, here we go, 910. Would you like to know? Hi, welcome. 910 scared?
Yeah.
We're not that bad. Okay, we'll grab a Skyper. How can you hear a Skyper?
Hi.
Welcome. Jethro? You got in. Hi, yes, this is Jethro
and
Patty.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I didn't think I'd get in because I got cut off for some reason. So I called back in.
Oh, no, I'm glad.
So
I wonder what's going on with you.
Yeah, happy Memorial Day, first of all. Happy holidays.
Oh, it is a holiday.
I know.
Oh, I forgot.
Okay, I haven't called in a few months. I think it was beginning of March. Jethro, I'm still looking for a job. Do you see me landing one? I'm on my first month.
Oh, no. And this is, I apologize, I have to get your name.
That's okay. Oh, I didn't. It's Sharon. I'm so sorry.
No, Sharon, you're okay. It's all right. I want to make sure that the guys are clarifying. I asked the guys.
I'm on my fifth month, Jethro. I am starting to give up. I mean, I've had a good job. I've had good jobs. I can't find one.
Well, get down here in Tampa with me and get to work. I've got like five things going at one time. I can't get anybody who wants to work. Everybody's like, why do I want to come in?
I'm telling you, I don't even know how I do it. I have not been made for a belt. I'm sitting there sharing that with everybody, you know, everybody out there. But I don't know. But am I going to land one? That's my question.
Okay. Patty, help Sharon. This is one of our dear friends. It's been a couple months. I worry about you now.
It is.
Yeah,
it has been a couple months.
You definitely are, and you're getting really close. I think your drive got a little pushed down. Does that make sense?
Oh,
you lost
my
a little
God.
Enthusiasm.
Last month was the worst. It
yeah.
Just, oh.
You've got to figure out how to pull it back up because that's going to affect every cell of your body when you go in, even when you don't go in, even when you're just submitting a resume online. You've got to have that hope. You've got to have that belief. You've got to have that this may be the one. It won't lead to any more disappointment if you don't get that one, but you've got to – I just felt that drive, that belief slid.
You
got to get
not
that back.
I'm not in my 20s anymore. You know what I'm saying? And I always make the top three, the top two. I'm not kidding you. Then they hire another person. It's so frustrating. You go through three interviews. You know what I mean? That's happened to me like three times. I've made the top two, then they end up hiring. So I don't know who they hire, but I don't get it.
Well, the next
you feel
one
I'm
you will.
Land one, Patty?
I truly do.
I truly think
it's
so hard.
Timing is so hard, and I'm not an exact timing girl. Jethro's better at that, but I see something in the works. I see I'm pulling money cards in the work, and I'm pulling stability. Just get out of your own way when that happens a little bit, that you might get in your own way a little bit. That
what
fear
do you
thing.
See, Jethro?
Same thing. I'm and Patty are both doing it, and I really going to do it. Sharon, write to me at psychicsgunwall.com and just tell me your part, you know, your name and who it is, and I'll send you a free package if you try it, and it's something that will help you with some things. It's all light. It's all positive, but I would like you to do it. It's going to have a citrine stone, which is a businessman's stone, which brings in money and some yes. You just, Sharon, you hit the thing. I'm so sorry to hear that. You got to get a hold of us. Don't wait months. We're your friends. We're here.
I know. Do you feel me landing one, Jethro, honestly?
I do, but I feel like Patty.
Yes, I'm going to.
Change some of that energy, and we're going to do it real quick. We're going to do it fast. You know, get a hold of me tonight, and I'll get it to you in about 3 or 4 days, maybe five if Florida's being slow.
Okay.
You know, my gift to you, happy Psychics Gone Wild Listener Day. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. It
Thank
was coming.
You.
Know that. Faith,
I know.
Faith,
and
faith.
You see, I know. It is coming in the next month, isn't it? Yes.
Yes. And we got to go, Patty. Tell everybody. Sorry, Sharon. Tell everybody where to catch Patty if they want to get a Patty Negri reading.
Please, please call me. Email me. Knock at my door. It's pattynegri.com, PattyNegri.com. There you can find all my contact information.
And we love all of you guys. Type it in if you have a moment. If you want to see something cool on Google, type in Patty Negri. I did tonight and almost freaked out. This woman's all over the place, but she still has time to love us. We love her.
I love you, Jethro. Type in Jethro, too. He's all over the place. Hey.
It's true. Hey, that good show. What a good one.
Are we still on air?
I think we're off. Nope, we're off.
Okay. Cool. That was fun. I don't know why in the beginning we weren't there. I was sitting here, and Danny, Evie, the girl, first call we had, she emailed me. She's like, Jethro can't find you. I'm like, what? What? I'm here. So I started playing, opening and closing my Skype, opening and closing. I don't know.
I know. I kept calling, and see, and it's Skype doing it to us, and I apologize. It's just been
okay. Not your fault.
Well, that's what I was saying the other day with them on blog talking to them, and you last week. I laughed your the show. You know, you just went on and did it. I had other people going, what? And it ended up being really good because I had other ones put it in the archive. I'm getting that company there in Pasadena is going to start archiving our shows, and I think that's
uh-huh.
I think that's going to help us get us out more. And Ben here is putting them up on the YouTubes, and we're also getting out a bunch of our shows for that BBS. It's another radio show. Like it was like what we did. Remember we did A1R. But they're a lot nicer. So, yeah. So
okay, that sounds good. How are you doing, Jethro?
Oh, I'm good. I'm real worried. I don't know if you know, but, you know, we've got some things happening here, and it's like,